You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Yesterday, you were talking about how much you love funfetti, which I think when I'm rating cake or icing, funfetti would be near the bottom. But my girlfriend heard the show, and she went into a staunch, unrequested defense of funfetti about how funfetti generally isn't made the right way now, that you have to mix in the sprinkles after the layering is mixed. And I was like, I've never seen anyone give such an impassioned speech about funfetti. So you actually have people on your side who believe in funfetti, whereas I'm like, that is gross.
Yeah, duh, because I'm plugged in and you're not.
Chelsea, you don't even know what day it is. You're not plugged into anything. This could be September. You would have no idea. Fine, you're plugged into the funfetti underworld.
I'm plugged into the things that matter. Like, oh, I feel like I'm plugged into, like, who's trending on TikTok. Do I know what day it is? No.
No.
But these are priorities I have.
Chelsea doesn't know what month it is, but she can show you a good TikTok and a good meme. Everyone has their strengths and weaknesses. Don't call Chelsea and say, what are you doing next weekend? And Chelsea will say, you mean what, Labor Day? She won't have a clue. But if you want to know what's up, she's your go-to person. I feel like I nailed that.
Is it sad that I'm rooting against the Chiefs just because I am so tired of seeing Jackson Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' brother, doing TikTok dances on the field before the game? Like, he needs to be stopped.
I agree. There's no reason. Nobody would pay attention to his TikTok dances if his last name wasn't Mahomes. He'd just be a weird guy dancing. So I don't appreciate that at all. I think that's a good reason to fade the Chiefs, frankly.
Well, most of TikTok is just weird guys dancing.
Well, also true, which is why I'm generally never on there. Weird guy dancing. Let's go. Weird guy dancing. Well, there it is. Back to Twitter for me. Let's bring in Ariel Epstein, sports betting analyst for Yahoo Sports, our good friend, the prop queen. Ariel, before we get into your favorite props this week and your bets, are you a pro-funfetti person or anti-funfetti?
I love funfetti.
Oh, that's what I thought. Jenks, you're the only one.
I'm not the only one. I'm looking at Matthew. I'm looking at Bill. I'm looking at Shay, and I don't see anyone here who loves funfetti except for you and Ariel. I digress. I'll let it go. So, Ariel, when you look at your favorite bets this weekend, specifically when it comes to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are 3-point favorites against the Rams, we know you like funfetti. Who do you like in this game?
Oh, this is definitely not funfetti, but I've got to go with Tampa Bay. I've been riding the Bucs ever since that they've been at home and dominating opponents on the other side. Not only do I like the Bucs, but I like the over in the game also. These two defenses are really going to struggle in the secondary. They've both been bottom 10 in receiving yards allowed to wide receivers. And I just don't really have faith in the secondary improving. The only thing I have faith in is Tom Brady winning a game that his defense can't help him out in. I do not have faith in someone like the Rams quarterback, Matt Stafford, who's likely going to throw the ball over this week. Now, he didn't do it last week, and that's because the Rams were able to attack with the run game. They're not going to be able to attack with the run game this week against one of the best linebacking corps in football. You've got Devin White, Lavonte David. I just don't see a way where the Rams can establish the run, keep the ball out of Stafford's hands by avoiding any kind of interceptions or turnovers happening. And Tampa Bay is just going to be the cleaner team at home.
I think what I'm waiting for in that one, because I'm with you, I kind of like the Bucs at home, But Tristan Wirfs, their offensive tackle, has been a little banged up. I think if he is healthy, it's definitely the Bucs for me. But we have seen what happens even to MVP caliber quarterbacks when there is a pass rush. And I will say the Rams are pretty solid at getting after the quarterback. And then similarly, we've got a good pass rush going against the Packers. Aaron Rodgers will be facing off with this really stout Niners defensive front. And we're waiting to see if Nick Bosa is playing this one. But still, it's a Packers team that's getting a lot more healthy, and they're playing at home. Who do we like in Packers? Rams. Or Packers, excuse me. Packers, Niners. Long day.
I like the Packers this week. It's so many favorites, it scares me a ton. I have been backing the 49ers for two straight weeks. It's over. There's too many injuries on the 49ers side of the ball. Jimmy Garoppolo has a shoulder and a thumb injury. San Francisco also, as you mentioned, has the injury to Bosa. Green Bay is rested. They're at home, and Aaron Rodgers has just been on an absolute tear all season. It is a lot of points to be laying at six. That's why I teased the game down, Chelsea, and I teased the game to Packers at minus one. Two-team teaser between the Packers and the Bills. Especially, it was 2 days ago, and then the number was 5.5, and it moved to six. As soon as it moved to six, they said, oh, thank goodness, I finally have something to tease that Bills plus 2.5 with. And I jumped in on it because Green Bay to just win by a point is something I'm extremely confident in. I'd be super shocked if we don't have the Green Bay Packers in their third straight NFC championship. If there's any person that I could see winning a shootout, because, I mean, listen, I don't have all the faith in the world in the Packers defense. I do have faith in Aaron Rodgers winning any type of game, any type of putting up any type of points necessary. Their offense has looked really good, and because their offense has their players like Davante Adams or Aaron Jones, and I just looking at what this team's done, I'm pretty sure they've averaged the second most points per game, if not the most points per game this season offensively, and they're right around there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And when you look at what their dominance has been, it's been mostly at home. And that's why between the Bucs and the Packers, there's just no way I could back off either of these teams with two of the future and best Hall of Famers that we've seen under center. I just can't fade them.
We're chatting with Ariel Epstein, sports betting analyst for Yahoo Sports. She's known as the Prop Queen, and rightfully so. You can also check her out on NBA TV and MLB Network. Ariel, Chelsea and I are not aligned on Funfetti, but we are aligned on Bills money line this weekend against the Chiefs. What are you looking at in that game?
Same thing. I like Bills money line. I like Bills plus 2.5. I teased them up to plus 8.5. This line already moved in our favor to plus 1.5 on Buffalo. Listen, you don't want the closing line value trophy that, I mean, a lot of us always joke about on Twitter. The NFL has not been the most profitable towards line movements in your favor. This one, listen, I'm on the Bills at 12-1 from the preseason to win the Super Bowl. I'm not backing off of them now. I'm not hedging in any kind of capacity. I love this Buffalo team. They were just up against the Patriots last week, and New England has been a top five defense in points allowed all season. As much as Kansas City has been a better defense, they still haven't been like the Patriots. And Josh Allen, the Buffalo quarterback, made the Patriots look absolutely dumb. I mean, he made this defense look like, you were a fraud all season. I love the way the Buffalo offense is clicking. If they're running back Zach Moss back, that they could use in any kind of random capacity that people haven't really seen much film on. They can establish the run a bit, especially because Josh Allen has been running for his life. I mean, this is a quarterback that's running for at least 40 rushing yards a game, and good shout-out to you guys who called that, I'm pretty sure, last week. And then you've got such a great passing game with Dawson Knox and Stephon Diggs. I really love this Buffalo team, and even though they're on the road at Arrowhead, they know they can pick up a win there. They won the game earlier this season, and not only did they win that game went to a rain delay, and they still won the game after that rain delay. As long as the Bills' defense doesn't make any kind of bad mistakes by blowing coverage on this really lethal Kansas City offense, the Bills can do just enough on the offensive side of the football to edge out the Kansas City Chiefs. I just imagine how boring it would be to have Kansas City in the AFC Championship game again. Oh, I don't want to see it the same way I didn't want to see Alabama win another national title. Let someone else have it. Bills Mafia, they deserve it. And this Buffalo team just feels like a team of destiny.
Yeah, and we're tired of seeing Jackson Mahomes doing TikTok dances on the sidelines of NFL games. So, yeah, let's go Bills. But we can't talk to the prop queen without at least mentioning some props for this weekend. And I know it's tough to give out props this early in the week, but are there any matchups that you think are worth noting in the props market?
Yeah, I mean, you can look towards, so Cincinnati struggles against tight ends. You can look at Tennessee's tight ends, even though it's not necessarily a place where they've excelled. You can also just look to take advantage, like I did last week, with like a Darren Waller. And then Tennessee struggles against wide receivers. So you could look to some of the Cincinnati wide receivers as well. I know that Tampa Bay has struggled this year, too, against pass-catching running backs. And Tampa Bay struggles against mobile quarterbacks. And even though Matt Stafford's not mobile, he ran for his life last week. So you could look to some Matt Stafford random rushing yard props. Kansas City struggles against pass-catching running backs, too. They allow the third most in the league. Even though it's not really Buffalo's thing, you could still try to find some low numbers. But you guys know, I absolutely love my tackle props, and I don't have any of the tackle props yet because it's just such an annoying, long handicap to go through. But once those numbers are out, I'll definitely post them on social media, the ones that I like, because the weird thing is, one thing to look for, the Rams, even though linebackers are something I love to bet for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Rams actually, when they face other teams, the opponent usually has like a safety that leads the way because the Rams love to throw the ball deep. So look to some of those Tampa Bay safeties potentially to have some tackles. That's something that I'll be keeping a close eye on.
Ariel, I want to know if you have any NBA trends that you're looking at. It's really hard to look at player props and look at lines this early because, as you know, with the NBA, sometimes players are in and out late in the day. But is there something that you found this morning that you like?
Not this morning yet. However, there is a trend that has been working, and that's an underrated trend with the Boston Celtics. The Celtics have struggled this year against guards, especially shooting guards. They've been allowing the fourth most points per game to guards this season. Yesterday, I ended up betting the Terry Rozier, the shooting guard for the Hornets. I bet his over on his points prop and his assist too, but that was just an individual trend. But his points prop, I bet the over on. Just keep a close eye. Even though the Celtics are supposed to be good defensively, they're one of the top 15 defenses in the NBA. They struggle against guards and shooting guards. So keep a close eye on the shooting guards against the Celtics this year.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that quite a bit. She is the sports betting analyst for Yahoo Sports, a.k.a. the prop queen. You can find her on NBA TV and MLB Network. It is our good friend Ariel Epstein. Ariel, always great to hear from you, and have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you. You too. Good luck.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.